something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Hit the Post is back, bods.
Gordon Byrne fight over Farm Aid?
And yet another cliffhanger on Andrea and Them. Stay tuned, Peckers. It's all coming up right now on TNT. It's a whole new world, bot.
It's 1980.
Is this what we're in for in the 80s?
Yeah.
It's a musical page turn.
Did you know that Doug and the Slugs had a greatest hits album called Slugology 101? A decade of Doug and the Slugs.
I feel like they didn't reach the pinnacle that they were entitled to.
Yeah, but they looked like they were having a good time. Remember those? They always had the hilarity in their videos.
I was gonna say, is it safe to say Doug and the Slugs was Canada's Huey Lewis?
Absolutely.
Because like the Slugs, the News.
Yeah.
They were all cameo in the video guys. They were always at like a party. You could tell they were probably banged up during the video
laughs,
shoot.
Joking around, maybe a few pranks on set, eh?
That's all we're trying to do is just have a few laughs.
And this was also, wasn't this the theme song for that Norm MacDonald show that was pretty funny?
What show was that?
Remember he had a sitcom? Norm MacDonald?
Norm MacDonald, no.
Yeah, and this was the jam.
Oh, wait a minute, was it called Norm?
I think so, yeah. I like that he used Canadianity in his show.
Yep, I dig that. It sounds like Norm MacDonald was in the running to replace Gian Gomeshi on Q.
Yeah, and then I think he's declined, right? Pretty much.
Oh, do you think they asked him?
Well, I thought I remember seeing a tweet from him or saying, or he was on there saying, like, I really don't think I could do this every day. Something like that?
Well, I can tell you firsthand, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because I've done it. You have to see every play, read every book, listen to every CD, watch every film.
Or if you're Gian, get someone else to do all that and say you did.
You know what? That's the one thing I would say about him. He did the work. He really did.
Well, I guess you have to because you don't want to get caught with Margaret Atwood not reading her book.
Do you know, I don't think I ever told you. Who is the comic that called everyone a hockey puck? Don Rickles.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I interviewed Don Rickles on Q, and he douched me out.
No, what do you mean?
We were like supposed to be doing, I think because of the different countries, we were supposed to be doing an interview about, I don't know, let's say a documentary about Don Rickles, which I watched.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in the States, they had just reissued, I don't know, a book that he had written previously.
Okay.
So I asked him a question about the documentary, and he was like, well, if you'd read my book, called me out on the radio for not reading his book when the interview wasn't even about his book.
Just you're supposed to do everything about Don.
Well, I think if we're being honest, Don is of a certain age that maybe he forgot where he was. And didn't realize that the interview wasn't about the book. He did call me a hockey puck, which was low-key thrilling.
Yeah.
But I couldn't boomerang attack the legend Don Rickles and say, actually, I think your memory's failing.
Yeah.
This is an interview about the documentary.
How was the downtime in between commercials with him? Anything?
Well, he wasn't in the studio. He was on the line.
Oh, there
so
you go.
So it was a pre-tape and, you know,
yeah.
When it was over, he's no like, breaks. Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, see you later. See you later, kid.
But he used to be Mr. Guy.
He's kind of crunch, 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 eh?
Yeah, his crunch, crunch years, I think, are past him.
Yeah, but I could see him crunch, crunch, crunching it up.
He was an adored comic. Wasn't it Carson that loved Don Rickles, right? Wasn't he on the show more than anybody else?
I think so, yeah. Well, you can look it up on the YouTubes. There's plenty.
I feel like Regis is kind of doing Don Rickles.
Yeah, he is kind
of. Like that kind of loud. I think that's Don Rickles' attack.
For sure, I agree. Hey, so it's summertime. We're hitting the cottages. I hit the cottage a couple times in Muskoka, Peterborough. Had a good time last weekend up in Muskoka.
Man, you've just been skoking it up.
I have been.
You've been skoking up the skun.
Yeah, I'd be what you call a cottage slut.
I want to skoke up the skun. Come and everything's on all I can fly.
Oh, that's
Cheryl
a good one.
Crow or no?
Is that a game?
It's just a question.
Yeah, I'm not a big Cheryl Crow fan.
Why?
I don't know. Just at that lane in the road, I just don't really listen to that stuff. That's
Tuesday
like,
Night Music Club was dope.
What?
Tuesday Night Music Club, like her
was
breakout
a good
record
album?
Was a good record, yeah.
Yeah, well.
She has some heavy players on the record.
She had, yeah, that's the thing. She's in that kind of scene where she was originally a session backup singer, right?
Yeah.
So she kind of always was with the heavyweight musicians. And then she went on her own. So, yeah, I respect her for her talent. But I don't buy her records and put them on.
There you go. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
not
fair.
Like this. Not like this song. This 1980 jam.
It's a great one.
Christopher Cross. Remember the SCTV spoof of this with Mike McDonald getting to the studio?
No.
Oh, it's classic. Christopher Cross was that guy that math who never was on the album pictures or videos because he was kind of bald and overweight. So they avoided any attempt to show him.
Is that why?
Yeah. You look at all his albums, it's like this one is there's like flamingos or just a you don't see too many pictures of him.
Funny that Christopher Cross and Chris Christopherson could not be more different.
Yeah.
I mean, not laugh out loud funny, but of note.
Chris Christopherson, he's buddies with Willie, right? He's like hanging in Maui every day and
yeah, but wasn't Chris Christopherson also the guy that said to Sinead, don't let the bastards get you down, after she said, fight the real enemy?
Probably.
I think on SNL, I think he was hosting and she was the musical guest.
If you look at his early stuff, he was pretty intense songwriter and well-respected in his by his peers.
So where did Christopher Cross go?
Christopher Cross or Chris Christopherson?
Christopher Cross. That's a good game for us.
Yeah.
Cross or Christopherson?
Like on the darts?
Christopherson, yes. Cross, no.
You think?
Yeah.
I could go either way.
You can sing like that beyond the darts.
Hey, guess what we're playing today?
What are we playing?
Hit the Post 2.0, yep. 3.0.
Yes,
we're going to do it.
1980s
yes.
Styles.
Yep.
Before we move on from Christopher Cross, what year was Sailing? Because I suspect I know where you land on the Sailing, the raging Sailing debate.
Yeah.
I love the song.
You love Sailing?
Sure.
I don't know. It might be the same year. It might be 1980. Because he was huge for that period. This was like his ballpark.
And was that it for him? That's all he got?
That's all he got? No, he had a few hits. I don't know his full scope. But he had a lot of hits.
Oh, no. You know what he had? When you think of Laura, but laugh, don't cry. That was from Luke and Laura from General Hospital. There was a single called Hey, Laura by Christopher Cross.
How about this 1980 jam? Blondie. Call Me.
This yeah, was that's a good song.
This was a huge hit. She had her start at the CBGBs.
Was this before or after Heart of Glass?
See, she had like so many hits in that one little gap. Might be on the same album again, one of those kind of things.
Sailing I remember when was I was released in 1979. And it won the Grammy for Song of the Year.
What?
Sailing.
Sailing. Oh, there you go. We missed it last year. Yeah, I played CBGBs, and all I could think in my head, I played it twice, and all I could think in my head was the Ramones.
And do you know what I heads. Thought you were going to say? All you could think in your head was, there must be so much punk DNA on the stage.
Yes. Henry Rollins was there. John McEnroe was in the crowd.
When you guys played?
Yeah, how crazy is that?
Why, did he like the band?
I guess, yeah. Henry Rollins was working with one of the bands that was on the bill, like slugging their gear. It was this girl punk group that he was kind of taking under his wing. He was pretty cool. Gotta respect Henry Rollins.
Was he low-key in person?
Yeah, totally. I'm yeah. like carrying all their shit and like just being a bod.
I get the sense with a lot of those dudes, the super high-energy dudes on stage, that's where they lance the boil. But yeah, in real life, most of them are pretty low-key, right?
Yeah, when you're like, dude, 5 years touring with Black Flag, it probably gets the yah-yahs out, eh?
I would say. Hey, guess what?
What?
Good news.
Good news?
Sailing is technically a 1980 jam.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm going to play it. It has a long intro. This is, it's kind of the pre-handing over of the baton.
Are you
playing Where
play
We're
it?
Coming From? I'm playing Where We're Going later in the 80s.
Yeah, okay, go for it. Hit it. How's that intro go? Is it naturally hairless?
This sounds like one of those, it's Delilah on Magic FM.
Yeah.
Hope wherever you are tonight, things are going well for you.
We're
going
to give away a box pack of Kleenex at the 10 o'clock hour.
Into every life a little rain must fall, but you know what? The sunshine comes out. It always does. Here's Christopher Cross. It's Sailing on Magic FM. It's a good jam. Have you ever heard? I think her name's Delilah. And she reads letters like, "Dear Delilah, my husband's head was lopped off by a piece of sheet metal, but I listen to your show every night." And then Delilah offers some, like, you know, who doesn't have a loved one whose head's been lopped off by a piece of sheet metal? Here's Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
It's like a Tesh Tips type deal, John Tesh?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Tesh is like a broad strokes tips for a good life. Yeah. Delilah's like, "Sorry to hear your husband was sucked into a turbine."
Yeah.
Here's My Heart Will Go On.
Did you, do you think John Tesh has a Kleenex box, but it's like every Kleenex is like fake money, dollars?
Tesh is like a squillionaire, isn't he?
Yeah, right?
Tesh pattern.
He's like successful in like 30 different things.
He also has, I feel like his radio show is like a pun name, like "This Is Just a Tesh." Or pass the Tesh, and it's like something heinous
so you,
like that.
Or he's with a girl, and he's like, "You pass the Tesh," and he's like, "You can come into my bed."
Gah.
What do you think his bedroom looks like?
He has satin sheets for sure.
Yeah.
Laramie, look, these freaking satin sheets on sale, winners.
Does he have one of those like the four posters, like with the big red velvet drapes, so you, when you're in,
yeah,
you're
it's heavy, like
can't
it's
get
like
out.
Perv goth for sure,
with like black straps and like one of those fuck seats that comes down.
Yeah, for sure, a remote controlled F seat, and he has four mirrors that are long and skinny that have, you know, like how you might see each of the Beatles on one.
Yeah.
But his is like different snaps of him.
Yes.
Like, and etched into the mirror.
And in the middle of the night, there's like a slide screen, like pictures on the roof that are just him again, like him doing stuff all night.
There's a bowl of condoms
on
his bedside table. Like not hidden away, out in the open.
Yeah.
And Lovers and Other Strangers. Is that Delilah's show, or was that even another one?
I don't know. That's that you don't see that as much. Is that is Delilah on the air still? Is this
she's on 35,000 stations
really
all the time. Yeah.
See, that's like I don't listen to that. That's like full on like contemporary hit radio.
Well, no, do you know what it is? It's you're driving through Ogallala, Nebraska, and you only get one station, and it's 10 p.m., and you need to put a few hundred more miles behind you, and Delilah keeps you company by playing Against All Odds.
Ooh, that's it. I love it. Do you want to play Hit the Post straight up? You want to just jump into this?
Sure, I'm nervous.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because we haven't played in a while, and we're doing the 1980s version of it.
Yeah.
Maybe just to throw some kindling on the fires, we should give each other DJ names, too.
Ooh, really?
What do you think?
Sure. Yeah.
Just to make it fun?
Do you want me to start?
Yeah. Okay. Like, am I giving you one, or you're giving me one?
I'm going to give you one right now.
Okay.
Your song is The Kid Is Hot Tonight by Loverboy.
You bugger.
And the station is 101.3, The Billy Goat in Creemore.
Aw, that sounds like a real one.
And your name, let's say... Is Action Jackson.
Gross.
Yeah. Sounds good. It's a lot
and
of
I
stuff.
And I guess it is the 80s, right?
That's right.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I don't know.
Get on it.
All right, I'm just going to warm up. Here we go.
Okay. Here, warm up. Booms.
All right, it's Action Jackson. 101.3, The Billy Goat. How you doing tonight, Creemore? There's a sale on IKEA jeans in the mall. I'm going to be doing a remote from there Monday through Thursday. Hope you stop by. We have some coupons to give away for Julius. But right now, how about a little lover boy? This is The Kid Is Hot Tonight on 101.3 The Billy Goat.
No!
Bam!
You dunked over Action Jackson.
Oh.
Just fired it onto his head.
Do you know what giving a name does to it? It gives it an energy suddenly because you're trying to be this other person. Action Jackson comes with some responsibility.
But it also picked you up.
Woo!
That was good. You nailed that.
Yeah, but I kind of balked at it. It wasn't great. I talked for the right length of time, but if you read a transcript of it, it wasn't on fire. Yeah.
But we haven't done it in a while, and that was pretty solid.
Thanks, bud.
Give me one, bud.
Okay. Let's do... your station is 99.9 The Worm in North Bay.
Okay.
And your song is Putting on the Ritz by Taco.
Oh, my God.
I didn't necessarily go for long, but I went for impact.
All right. Who am I?
What if your name is Jules the Juice Johnson?
Jules?
Jules the Juice Johnson.
Jules the Juice Johnson.
Yep.
Okay.
You can do it.
Okay, here we go.
Good luck. You can do it, bud.
Here we go. Putting on the Ritz, Taco.
Great jam.
Okay. How you doing, everybody? It's Jules the Juice here. Jules the Juice Johnson. It's a little chilly tonight. Getting into the weekend. Hopefully, we love Fridays here. We're going to get into things this weekend. Oh, man, that's early. You blew me up. I couldn't even relax there. I thought we were getting into a Friday night. We're going to give away some stuff.
No. It was a shorty.
Oh, man.
Whew.
Couldn't even get out the worm.
The 80s.
All right.
No, I couldn't even get out the worm.
Yeah.
Sign of a bad Saturday night.
That was tough.
TNT episode 80s just getting rolling, bots. More Hit the Post to come and maybe even a visit from... Gord to Bernie.
Ooh.
Stay with us.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
Alert, alert, alert. Number 80's back.
I love that Anna your youngest kid,
yeah,
and
yeah.
only daughter, mm-hmm. rips out some alerts in the house when things are going down.
Yeah, she's five, and she likes to, if somebody's taking, like, my son was grabbing cookies the other day, and she threw it out, like, alert, 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 John's stealing cookies, alert, like, so
that,
alert.
That you guys can police that stuff, because she doesn't yeah. want him getting away with it?
Yeah.
Alert.
Alert, 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 alert.
Cookie alert, cookie alert, cookie yeah. alert.
Annalise's got the good gags. She likes a good laugh.
They are kooky, aren't they, children?
They are. And especially when you get on their level, you know what I mean? When you're just trying to look at their perspective and then
it's
you
really
get it.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Anna's got the good gags.
Indy said this morning she had a dress on and she said, "Do you want to know a secret?" And I said, "Yeah." And she lifted up her dress and showed me that she had a full other outfit on underneath.
Oh.
And I chuckled and her whole face clouded over and she was like, "It's not funny."
Yeah. It's not
Shut
funny.
Me down. It's not funny.
That reminds me of being in grade 9 and my brother Jetson was in my math class in grade 9. And he went to school and there was no like clean shirts. So he just wore like his winter coat with no shirt under it. I don't know if I've told this story before.
To school?
Yeah. Got a big puffy winter coat.
Like a parka? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
And he's like, he pokes me in the back and he sat right behind me and he goes, "Jer." And Dad, like, "How are you?" "Hey, Jer."
"Hey, Jer."
And I look and he's like, "Look." And he pulls his jacket down and I look and it's just like no shirt. Like he's got no shirt on under his coat.
It would sweat too.
Yeah. And the teacher was like, "Jetson, can you take your coat off?" And he's like, "No, I'm too cold." He had to do that line. Big
How
winter coat.
How come you
coat.
Guys were in the same class?
It's just, he's only, almost, like, he's a bit over, like, almost 2 years older, so it just kind of worked out
right.
for one class, like, one math course.
Math.
But, yeah, he was going shirts off, because he didn't have a shirt, and he's wearing a jacket.
Wow.
Shirts off all day. Try that move, kids.
I kind of dig it.
Yeah. One time I had to wear my mom's underwear because I had no clean underwear.
Well, I'm sorry?
Not clean, but just no underwear, period. They were just my mom's beige babies.
Were they full-bottomed?
What, like a... a thong? My mom doesn't wear fucking thongs. It was, yeah, like the classic beige...
Does your mom wear booty shorts?
Just regular straight up. I don't even know if there were thongs in the 80s. Early 80s, like that. Maybe if you were working at Popular Girl.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
I guess your dad didn't have any extras you could wear, or you didn't think of going commando.
You know when you're a kid and you see your dad's, like, twig and berries and it's all massive?
Yeah.
When you're a kid, so you're like, I can't wear those. That's way too baggy. So the... mom underwear were slightly, because they're still bigger, but I still remember wearing those beige underwear.
Did you ask?
Yeah, it was like, I got nothing. I got to do something going to school here.
Like, "Mom, can you spot me some underpants?"
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you pay them back?
Did I pay them back?
Well,
what
I mean,
does that even mean?
Did you give them back, or did you keep them, or did you chuck
no,
them?
No, yeah, I just wore them once. That was it.
Wow.
But when you wear them once, you remember. That's why.
So were they uncomfortable?
Yeah. Especially when you have gym and you don't want to change.
Well, yeah.
Right?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right, guys, get changed really quick. And you're wearing
I went to Catholic school at the time where you had to like wear the school shorts and shirts and all that stuff for gym.
Tiger wears panties.
We're in the beigies, the beige bombers.
That's how you get a rep.
Yeah. Nobody saw. Anyways. I can talk about
secret.
It now. Let's keep going with Hit the Post.
I got busted
next?
A couple of times wearing two-piece bathing suits that I found in the dryer in our house when I was like 3.
Two-piece bathing suits?
Yeah.
Like a mankini?
Well, a ladykini, but it was a tactile thing.
Just for
like,
kicks?
It wasn't a gender thing, yeah.
Well, that's just fooling around. That's like when you're hanging out with your sister and all of a sudden you got full makeup on.
Right. Doesn't
Which
mean anything,
happened
but.
To me. I was down with it, man. It was good times. Okay, yeah, who's next?
Well, I guess it's my turn again.
Oh, it's your turn. Okay. Okay, you have Funky Town by Lips Inc. I think all of your jams are 1980 jams, which happens to be working right into the pocket of
like the actual year 1980.
Yeah, they are.
Right. So Funky Town was 1980. All right.
99.3 The Feather in Pemberton.
Okay. Who was the band?
The Funky Town, yeah. Lips Inc.
Right.
With two P's. Old Tim Oxford is rocking Pemberton with the Arkells, the Pemberton Festival.
Is he?
It was last night or today, something like that. Big time. Big that's time!
That's a big jam, isn't it?
It is, it
Lots
is.
Lots of folks go there. I think Snoop yeah. Dogg and the Trailer Park folks were there a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, and let's not forget your name at the Feather in Pemberton is Kid Icarus.
Kid Icarus?
How about that name? Coming too close to the sun, waxy feather motherfucker.
All right.
Yeah.
Kid Icarus.
You got it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay.
Get on it.
This is it. Swinging for the fence, Bob.
Do it, do it.
Well, all right. It's Sunday night, Kid Icarus with you till the wee morning hours. How's your night going? Did you have a fun weekend? Well, I'm with you to help ease the transition. Blew myself off.
Is that the beginning? Is that a backup vocal where you can maybe keep talking?
No, it's in. It's on.
That's it. It's on. Okay. Yeah, well.
17 seconds. Blew myself off.
Sorry, bud. Sorry, bud.
Don't be sorry. That's on me.
Yeah. It's tough when they're short.
It's tough when they're short.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind as you do your next one.
Oh, no.
Okay. You know, if you're not doing anything in early November, DeBarge is putting on a Rhythm of the Night cruise.
Come on.
Yeah, for 4 days. Your song is Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge.
Oh. All right. Where am I?
You are... Hang on.
And what's my name?
What if your name is Terry Trax?
Terry Trax.
And you're at 103.5 The Gopher in Grand Prairie.
Terry Trax.
Terry Trax, man.
In Grand Prairie.
You're wearing those Hostess Munchie hats with the panels out the back, and you're wearing Japanese slippers.
Wow.
And you're wearing track pants, and you're wearing
is
like
it
a,
19? Is it 1980?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Terry Trax with an X.
Okay.
Rhythm of the Night, DeBarge. Good luck, bud, to tie it up. Okay. You got it.
All right, here we go. Hey, everybody, it's Terry Jax here. Terry Trax, 103.5 The Gopher in Grand Prairie. It's a little warm out tonight. I hope you can get your seats together and put on something nice for your wife or your boyfriend. Have a tequila sunrise on me. It's getting dark out.
Yeah! Yes!
Oh man, this is like DeBarge was like totally riding on Michael Jackson's coattails.
Sure,
I just
he was.
Forgot,
but I think
right?
there's a whole family of DeBarges.
Really?
Yeah, I think. Like,
oh, there's a girl DeBarge for sure.
I don't know if his first name is L, but he went
there's
by
the girl L DeBarge.
DeBarge.
Maybe the girl's L DeBarge.
Oh, maybe.
All
dance
right.
to the beat of the rhythm of
wow,
the
wow, that was like 10 seconds or something.
I know.
I'm all weary now.
I know, it's a shorty.
It is. A shawty. Hey,
where am
shawty.
I going?
Okay, you are...
Does any part of you want to go on the Rhythm of the Night cruise?
No, not at all. I've never been on a cruise, and I don't want to go on that one. you went on a cruise and hated it, and your whole family got sick, so
yep.
Forget it.
It's true.
Okay, you're at, okay, 107.3, The Curse on Oak Island.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And your name? the Captain Highliner.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
The Captain Highliner. The Captain Highliner.
Like the very same one from the fish stick things?
Yeah. Sure. Oh. No. Just a con. Just like, not unlike Wolfman Jatt. And your song is Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes.
Is that what it's called? Escape?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's absolutely maybe the all-time one-hit wonder, right? Because that guy, I could not tell you anything else that Rupert Holmes did.
Okay, I have to write this down.
Yeah,
Rupert Holmes. Rupert Holmes, Pina Colada.
107.3, The Curse on Oak Island.
The Curse, I love it.
Yeah.
And nobody knows where the station is.
No, Nova Scotia's most mysterious rock.
yeah, it is. Oh my gosh. It's foggy rock.
Where are we? Who knows? Who cares? You'll never find out.
Nova Scotia's most mysterious. Nova Scotia's most slippery rock.
I can't tell you where I am. Any one of those.
Okay, and finally, what day part is it?
Oh, it's the night shift on Friday.
Okay.
From 8 to 12.
All right. Do you know, can you just give me a ballpark? Do you know if it's a longie or a shorty?
I'm not sure. I think you have a little bit of time. I don't think it's a tap dancer, but I think it's not too short. I can't can't give you 100% on that.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, hit it.
Hey, Oak Islanders. It's the Captain with you, Captain Highliner. It's Friday night, 107.3, The Curse of Oak Island. Nova Scotia's most mysterious rock. Here's Rupert Holmes.
Nice!
I love that it's a story song.
Yeah.
So what happened is he posts a wanted ad looking for a lady who likes pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. And he gets an answer. And it turns out it's his wife that answered the ad because they were both bored, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like, is the story told by their kid? No. I'm making that
up. I don't know. I don't know if I can go that deep into that.
I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long, like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. Of a favorite song. We're waiting, so while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. Oh, I see. So she posted it. She
if
posted
you like
it,
Pina
and he
Coladas.
Answered. And then he walked in, and there she was wearing Jordache jeans with the Around the World zipper.
That guy's got, that's such a one-hit wonder that I remember on SCTV, there was the Bill Needle show where he would just bring guests on and rip them the whole time. And he just like, who are you? What's that song? What's that about telling kids to get drunk all the time? He just rips them and tells them to get off the show.
Let's play YouTube views. How many views does the Pina Colada song have?
Ooh, that's got a lot. I'm gonna say 2 million?
4.3.
Wow.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, why the anti-yoga sentiment, I wonder?
I don't know. I guess because it was all the rage in the late 70s, early 80s, and he was like, whatever, salad.
If you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. How many 70s lovers made love in the dunes of the Cape?
How many people were infected in the dunes of the Cape?
Write to me and escape.
Horrifying sexual transmitted disease.
Where do you stand on the term making love?
What do you mean?
Is it one you use? Is it one you're comfortable with?
Who uses making love?
I don't know.
Like, if you're, maybe if you're old or something, like 80.
Like, was it, was that term of a time?
It is a time.
Or is it a type of person that uses it? Because I would think pina colada and making love, like, it's that time, right?
Yeah, maybe if you're trying to rhyme something, you would bring it out, right?
Do you ever refer to Lisa as your lover?
No. Never once. You?
No. I think especially you drop it in an introduction to someone. Nanny, oh, yeah. This is my lover, Karen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit too specific.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Give me my next one.
Your song is Maneater by Hall & Oates.
Maneater?
Yeah.
Hall & Oates.
Maneater by Hall & Oates. Your station is 88.3 The Eel in Antigonish.
Ooh, nice. What's my name?
Dr. Disco.
Oh, okay. I love that.
Even though it's a little after disco, the doctor is in.
That's perfect for, he's a little behind the times.
Yeah.
Classic. That's, it's not unlike some smaller towns in Canadianity history.
There you go. 88.3 The Eel in Antigonish.
Okay. Hey, hang on a sec. Got the kids. Hey, guys, could you keep it down a little bit, please?
Alert, alert.
Take it easy. Alert, alert. These kids are being too loud. Alert, alert. Okay, here we go. Maneater, Hall & Oates. Let's roll.
Good luck.
88.3, The Eel and Antigonish. That's your man, Dr. Disco, here tonight. Friday, I'll be here till midnight. Can't wait to see these guys live. I think they're coming to the casino a couple of weeks. I thought Daryl Hall didn't like John Oates anymore. Turns out they're back together touring. Let's do this. My favorite story about Hall & Oates was, I believe John Oates was when he had to go back and steal some hubcaps. Here we go. 88.3 The Eel, Antigonish, your favorite station. Keep the dial locked all night. Gonna give away some free candy at 9 o'clock. Here we go.
Yes. It's
top dancer.
It's shady.
Giving away candy.
It's shady because everything in your musical memory bank would dictate that it was going to be over before it was.
Oh, man, it's such a setup, too. Like, it goes, and it's so... I didn't realize it goes four times around.
Like, is that so Daryl Hall can slip off stage and have two blows of a dart?
Yeah,
while the guys
sure.
are getting into that one?
Definitely. I would say they're probably both on the darts, too, right?
Oatsy, cover me. I'm going to go have two blows of a dart. I'll be right back.
Yeah, Oatsy, take care of this.
Is Oatsy the band leader?
Well, he was, I don't know.
They wrote
the songs together, right? Or did they not even? I'm not sure.
One on one.
They were
one,
big time in the Philadelphia one, days. One. And I know that they had, like, always had, like, crazy horn sections and shit like that. So they were noted. And they had good players.
What do you mean the Philadelphia days? The cream cheese or the Tom Hanks movie?
Well, when they first started, they were, like, on the streets of Philly, that kind of band. You know what I mean?
I feel
they're
like
in with the scene.
I feel like there isn't a better blue-eyed soul singer in history. And I might take some flack for that, and maybe there are many that I don't know of. But Daryl Hall knows his way around a melody.
Sure he does. And I remember hating them when I was a kid and appreciating them more when I was older.
Even though his face looks like a Mentos.
It
he's
does,
had
right?
so much
yeah.
work done.
Yeah, he's kind of got like that petrified wood face.
Yeah, like yeah.
Harder than arithmetic.
That he's got like. That. Did you eat squid and forget your EpiPen face?
Oh my god, that's dirty.
He's got that face.
Did you eat squid? Were you in Germany and had a roadside roadie and didn't realize there was peanuts in it and didn't have an EpiPen?
Yeah. His blowhole is closed over. He's being rushed to emerge.
Oh, wow.
Let's take a break on TNT 80, yeah. Bud. I'm having so much fun in this decade. I feel like these are my people.
Yeah, we're getting into your world.
Alert, alert, more to come.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
Such a beautiful day here today. I'm going to go out for a jog, maybe. Someone's at the door. All right. Hello.
Hey, Bernie.
Oh, hey, Gord, how are you?
They're working on the door downstairs, so I just walked right through.
That's interesting. I've never seen you come through the door. The window's pretty much your move.
It used to be, but do you remember when I lost the key to the front door downstairs and you said you didn't have another one you could replace it with?
You want I want another window?
No, now that I'm in here.
Yeah.
I was reading something of particular interest this morning, and I suspect it won't come as news to you. And the first thing I thought is I would come here and say, Bernie, you're fired. But just joking. But I did see that Bruce Coburn is going to be performing at Farm Aid.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been through this a couple of times.
Can you remember something, Bernie? Because I could have sworn I recall a conversation in which I said to you, boy, that's Farm Aid is something I'd love to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember that, and I actually fought for you to get on this thing, but it just turns out that Bruce, you know, living in San Francisco, just happened to, you know, the tour starts right by his house, and just the promoters and Willie and a couple of the people involved just decided that that was the way that they were going to go, and Willie Nelson, and he mentioned that
Willie's been Bruce, in my house.
He said Bruce would be perfect for
Bruce
the
Springsteen would, yes, Bruce Springsteen would be perfect. Wasn't listen, that cute that you guys have a little relationship going? No, I mean, you even have a celebrity couple named Co-Bernie, Bruce Co-Bernie.
Yeah, listen, Gord, let me just. Believe me, I'm going to spend a lot of time on this tour. I'm going to go out and I'm going to kind of grease the wheels, and I guarantee we'll get you on the 83 tour. I promise. I guarantee.
Hey, Bernie, you're fired. Just kidding. But I could fire you at any second. You know that.
Why do you do this to me, Gord? You know how hard I work for you.
Well,
you know it, don't
fun,
you?
It's just a fun, playful relationship where I get to Look, tease you by letting you know what's really at stake.
We're using your song for this campaign next summer. We're gonna use "Read My Mind" for this relief in the Congo. They wanted to use that song, and that's gonna be a 6-month TV thing.
What if I re-record it? Like, if you relieve my mind, would that help?
That would work, and don't forget, we're talking to some people in Aurelia. They're talking about building an actual statue of you in Aurelia.
If you relieve my mind, burn, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Out in the African Congo, I can re-record other songs as well. I'd like to say, Bruce, do that, oh, that's right, he can't, 'cause he's not as good as me.
That's nice.
I just wonder how much dough that Bruce has made you, Bernie, 'cause I know without thinking too hard that your home and cottage both came from me.
All right, okay, Gord, we get it. I appreciate everything. I appreciate you. You know how much I love you. But I can't change Willie's mind. I mean, Willie was just... When I said Bruce Coburn, he just jumped. I saw it in his eyes.
Oh, you did? So it was a face-to-face meeting then?
Yes.
Do you know what I was thinking would be really funny, Bernie?
What's that?
If I fired you. Like, not laugh out loud funny, but funny in kind of a strange twist of fate.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've wandered down this carefree highway together for so many miles now in a car that I help pay for.
Hey, listen, how about I get you that intimate and interactive on Much Music again? That was really good. I could talk to Denise and we could have that. Could we do that?
Only if Natalie Richard agrees to interview me, because I have my eye on her as a possible new little wifey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe I could be on French Kiss.
Oh, do you have any French songs? Do you ever? Can you even speak French, Gord?
I'd learn pretty quickly.
Really? Well, what do you think about this idea of getting you, work on the statue that's going to happen in Aurelian? And you know, they're working on that. That's all, dude.
Story my thoughts could tell.
Oh, jeez.
Pretty good, right?
That's, yeah, I would, maybe, you know what, I'll go out today, I promise, I'll get you some tapes, I'll get you some French.
Je ne sais pas où on allait mal, mais je encore aime toi pour toujours. You know
what,
Bernie?
That's not bad.
What if I do a French album as Gord Pied Léger?
We could do that, that would work, we could try that. I'm going to get you some tapes. I'll get you the, you'll be able to sit on your tour bus and listen to these tapes, and they really work. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a series of tapes, and you learn a language in a couple of months if you just have to work on it. I know how much you like to listen to other tapes when you're on the road.
There's only one problem with that. The crew takes the bus and I fly, because that's just the way it is.
Well, I know. Well,
the way it is actually a great premise for a song. Maybe I should write that someday.
That reminds me of another song.
What song is
that? Who does that song? The Way It Is.
Never heard of it. Oh, I suppose it would be another Bruce.
Oh, that's right.
What is your thing with Bruces, Bernie?
Well, let me tell you, I don't even do any work with that Bruce. Bruce Hornsby is, he's a piano player by trade, and you know how I am with piano players.
I was thinking of a song that reminded me of you and Bruce Coburn.
Okay.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every gig you book, I'll be watching you. Every single day,
I believe this.
Every percentage I pay. See, I kind of rewrote some of the words to
remind you,
I guess.
That reminds me, is it really necessary for you to, like, go through my books every couple of weeks? I mean, you don't trust me? I saw you with two filing cabinets open here last week.
It was, first of all, it's in the contract, and it's my prerogative, and secondly, it was for a joke. I was putting Bruce Coburn's tapes in your filing cabinet, so you'd just have a chuckle when you found them.
Is it necessary to read the letters that I've written to my wife, though?
Well, there were some surprising things in there. I noticed that you used some lyrics from Diamonds in your romantic letter to your wife, which is the Bruce Coburn song. It is a good song, and reminds me of something I would have written when I started out. But, hey, can I ask you a question, Bernie?
Sure.
You know that song on the radio... Is it Live is Life? I think the band is
Life
Opus.
Is Life. Yeah, Life
well,
is Life.
Well, you say Life is Life, but it's actually spelled Live is Life.
Yeah.
Do you,
both work. I mean, Live is Life, Life is Live.
Yeah, but what does Live is Life mean? Unless it's Live is Life, but then you have
live
to make the
life.
Question, of course it is.
Yeah. Well, Live is Life, Live is Life, Life is Live.
Life is Live, that doesn't make sense.
Live is Live.
That doesn't make sense either. Do you know what might help us figure it out?
What's that?
Will you do my na 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 na's?
Really?
Well, let's just try it a few different ways.
Okay, listen, you know what?
Live!
You put me through this.
No, just do the na na's. Live!
All right. Okay.
Live!
Na 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 na.
Live is Life.
Na 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 na.
Wait a minute, Live is Life.
Na 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 na.
No, it's gotta be Life is Life.
Yeah, this isn't gonna work. this is ridiculous, Gord.
No, it's not. It's important.
I really gotta get going. I mean, this Farm Aid tour starts next week, and there's a lot of things that I have to get fixed before I go to San Francisco.
Let me ask you a question, and you're the only person I'll ever ask, I promise.
Okay.
Does Bruce need a roadie?
Okay. No. Could you imagine?
I really want to be there is the thing.
Could you imagine Bruce Colburn on stage and then there's Gordon Lightfoot bringing him a guitar? Like, that's just not going to work. He'll understand what this is.
I've been thinking about it a lot, and only thing I don't really understand is whammy bars.
You know what? This whole thing, the fact that you're here today and you do this 2-3 times a week, it's just too much for me. What if I lose both of you guys, and then I have nothing?
Well, I guess
do you understand how important that is?
Why don't you take these broken wings and learn to fly again?
I don't like the kids' music. I don't like that 80s stuff with the hair and the
depth. You really hurt me, Bernie.
It seems like I just live, and by me living and doing my job, working very hard, hurts you. And it happens every single time the same way. I can't do anything.
Sometimes I just sit at home and listen to this song and think about whatever happened to us.
Listen, you know I love you. I love you more than anything. But I'm a manager. I do things. I put concerts together. This is my life. You can't pick everything apart and think that I'm trying to one up somebody over the other. Everybody's working hard together here.
You heard the man. This time might be the last. Unless I make it clear, I need you so. Consider yourself warned, Bernie. Consider yourself warned.
Look, my kids want to go swimming. I got to go in the backyard here. It's just a tough day for me right now. Can you come back later on or tomorrow or something?
I'm so sorry that your kids have to swim in an in-ground pool. How'd you pay for that, Bernie?
To be honest, it was probably the greatest hits that you put out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing further, Mr. Matlock.
Well, and
no,
I'll see
myself out the window.
All right. Here, let me help you.
Don't get your hands off me.
Yeah,
you got your fingers
well,
in some other pies.
I'll see you tomorrow, Gord.
Will you really?
Where's my beer chair? This time on Andrea and Them.
Holy frig, Laramie, we need to find a place to live. My nerves are rubbed right raw. It's not even the worst show on TV.
Hey, Andrea, how are you?
Well, someone's home from work and could use a friend hug, but I'm not saying it's me, but I'm not saying it isn't. Oh, just get over here and give me a hug, you little pecker. Doesn't mean nothing.
All right, how you doing?
Quit being grabby.
Oh, come
Holy
on,
freak,
I'm
you
not.
Give a hug to somebody and he tries to perv right all over you.
Yeah, take it easy, Andrea. Take it easy.
Hey, Laramie.
Yeah?
I was thinking at your work at Purelators.
Yeah?
As I was getting some labels ready to send some boxes out to Carstairs, Alberta.
Yeah.
I was thinking, we have a problem, right? And sometimes I freak out and my head starts spinning and I don't use that energy to solve the problem.
Sure.
So I said, Andrea, I said, sit down, I said, think about what you need to do, I said, to solve the problem, I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized one thing. I did some Googling.
Yeah.
Average prices for a 2-bedroom apartment in Mississauga, $1,800 plus utilities.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, right?
Sure it is, I guess.
Gary Lake evicted us. We need to find a new place.
Mm-hmm.
Average price of a 1-bedroom, $1,250 plus utilities.
That's better, right?
Yeah, but I'm not saying like in a, oh, we're all mushy-mushy coupley way, because we're not.
No.
But what if we got a 1-bedroom for $1,250 plus utilities? Then we could get a king-size bed at Leon's. You don't pay a cent. Ever. We can even paint a friggin' perv stripe down the middle of her so you can't put your hands on me. And
yeah,
vice versa. So.
I don't know about that. Well, why don't you take what you know at Purelator and then maybe go to another company, maybe make more money. How about that? Or you work, what, 12 hours right now? What if you bumped it a couple more hours a day?
Oh, is that what you came up with, sitting home on the couch all day doing nothing?
Well, that and a whole new set list and a brand new wardrobe. Check out these pants. These are the same kind that Jeff Martin from the Tea Party wears.
You better have freaking gotten those at Villa Villages.
These were $1,100.
Where, freaking Danier? You're not making Danier money.
It's worth the drive to Acton, though. I got him at the Hyde House.
Laramie, this is the dangling carrot that I didn't want it to come to, but this is what I'll throw out.
Okay.
If we get a one-bedroom apartment with a pull-out couch, so when my parents come up, they can stay on the pull-out couch, and we don't even have to tell them we're not a couple. They don't give a frig.
Yeah.
And then we can use that extra $500 a month that we have to get that Vespa you were saying you wanted.
Nah. Listen, I don't think any of this is going to work here. Who's that? Hey, guys, how are you? Hey, Larry, how you doing, buddy? Ouch!
Gary Lake, I'd like to see you put me in a headlock or I'll tie your pecker in a bowl right quick.
Nah, listen, you guys, what's the problem? I had such a good time at the lake last week with you. What's going on?
You have some nerve showing your face around here, the guy who evicted us, and I suppose you're here to solve our problem, are you? The guy who caused it in the first place?
Sure. But I'm also the guy.
You look like Relic from Beachcombers, marinated in canola oil. Pecker.
I could listen. Let me solve your issue right here. You guys are all right.
Oh, it's my knight in shining armor, driving Sebring. Hardly think so.
Listen, things haven't been going so good for me lately. I would probably be best for all of us. How about this? Instead of anybody moving out, how about I move in with you guys?
O.M. Gary. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you that between playing Laramie and Gary and the gasps and the claps and the applause and the theme, I'm worried that you're going to self-destruct with this new setup that Gary Lake is living with Laramie and Andrea now. We need to bring in a technician.
I know. It's going to be one of those fancy moments where we have a guy behind the glass taking care of the 1-2-3s.
I know, but then suddenly it won't be as funny because there's, I think what makes me laugh, somebody asked this week.
Hearing the clicks like, in the background?
Well, no, someone asked what when I laugh in the opening song. Is it the same one every week or it's a different one?
Oh, really?
It's the same one every week because the idea of you doing all the technical stuff brings me tremendous joy.
Yeah.
Plus, it's still, it actually sounds like a sitcom.
And let's not forget, it's Only Wanna Be With You, and that's just, it cracks anybody up. Like, anytime I hear that in public now, I can't stop laughing.
If the show goes, if we pitch Andrea and them as a show, and if it goes, we have to get Lightfoot to record Only Want to Be With You.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be spectacular?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, nice stuff.
The next year at the Canadian Screen Awards, we'll be like, you know, it started as a joke, but here we are. Good chatting, bud.
Good chatting, bud. Talk to you next week, bud.
I'll scuttle about. Boom, gong, gang, go, ka, doom, gong. Ju, boom, bounce. Doom, doom, bounce, ka, doom, 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 doom